The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
What is up, Cleaning Nation? This is Lindsay, the podcast producer slash client happiness manager here at Grow My Cleaning Company, wearing two hats as always. And today I am joined with the fabulous mindset ninja guru, all of the above, Tracy Thompson. And we just got fresh back from an event last week with our Next Level in Millionaire Mindset members. And Tracy and I got to see each other in person again. Actually, the whole team. It was so awesome.
Yes.
And so we had some takeaways from the event, some mindset stuff pop up, as it always does.
Always.
So Tracy and I wanted to bring that to you today. Tracy, take it from here. We were talking before we recorded about perfectionism and decisions. What are we going to talk about today?
Yes. So, hello, Clean Nation. How are you? Hopefully you're out there making bold decisions and taking lots of action and feeling confident and amazing and going, yes, I rock. Oh, wait, no, not all the time. Okay. So, all right. So you know what? The truth is most of us need to level up in our decision-making and our action taking. And one of the things that came up as a theme during our live event was I keep hearing the owners say, but you know, I'm a perfectionist. I really need things to be right. I need to do it right the first time because, you know, if anything's worth doing, it's worth doing right. And we hear so many of these sort of catchphrases, euphemisms. I'm committed to excellence. That's why I take, you know, 5 weeks to make one decision and then take an action because it needs to be right. And so I addressed this particular topic of, but I'm a perfectionist. So how many of you out there have ever felt like, okay, you know what? I'm kind of a perfectionist. I need things to be right. Okay. All right.
I'm raising my hand for you, those of you on the podcast, like waving it.
Right. So this is for you. So what I shared with everyone was to take a moment and let's kind of unpack what is perfectionism anyway? Yes. What does it look like? How does it translate into our real world businesses and our life? Well, the symptoms of perfectionism is usually it takes you longer to make a decision because you're weighing out all the options and all the variables. You're trying to see, you know, not only 10 steps ahead, but you're trying to see oftentimes years ahead. What effect is this one decision or this one choice or this one way that I'm going to go going to have on everything? And so what we tend to do when we tell ourselves the story, I'm a perfectionist, it usually translates into laboring and worrying and having anxiety about most decisions, right? Mm-hmm. The impact it's going to have. And so it slows us down. It tends to bog us down with the decision-making and action-taking. So it takes us longer. And we all know that if we have enough of these kinds of perfectionist moments day in, day out, that cumulatively then turns into procrastination. And procrastination is costly because if we're telling ourselves the conflicted story that I want to do good, I want it to be right, I want it to be excellent, I'm committed to excellence, but at the same time, we're losing out because we're missing opportunity, we're paying opportunity costs by not making a decision, not making a move, so all kinds of things go wrong when we procrastinate. And procrastination is not a pretty word. We know that. But when
feels
we
like a wrap, dirty word.
It's, yeah, it's like, oh,
it feels dirty.
Yeah, it's like work. Nobody wants to say I'm a procrastinator. Yeah. So instead, we tell ourselves that insidious little euphemistic lie that no, I'm not a procrastinator. I'm just a perfectionist. So if you feel that way, here's the truth. We're going to unfold. We're going to unpack this. Perfectionism is really just fear in disguise. And if you really think about it, why do you need for everything to be quote perfect, especially before you've even taken an action? It's fear. I'm afraid if I make a mistake, I'm afraid if I make the wrong decision, what will happen? There's layers and layers and layers of fear. So, but if we at least adjust our framework for perfectionism into perfectionism equals fear, then we can face it head on. We can work with it. We can do something about it. We can change it. It doesn't mean sacrificing quality. Mm-hmm. It means sacrificing procrastination.
Ooh. Mm. All right. Let's unpack what you just unpacked.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, something I kind of had this revelation as you were talking to,
yes,
that I know you're going to just run with, but there's this false reality too, I realized, about perfection.
Mm.
And the truth is it doesn't exist.
It's totally a fabrication in our own minds. Nothing is perfect.
No one
is perfect. Nothing on the planet is perfect. And so the notion of perfection is flawed to begin with.
Mm-hmm. So we're basing, let's just face it, it's all these excuses for our fear. It's really messed up and we're all guilty of it. Tracy and I are not. I'm definitely not perfect, but we're all guilty of placing this blame using the excuses of I'm a perfectionist on something that isn't even real, like this false belief. So I don't know if it was you or Mike Tracy or Suzanne that said that to me one time, and I just kind of sat back in my chair and went, whoa, just kind of Mike. But so yeah, let's keep going. Let's keep peeling back that onion. Tracy, it was something we hear Mike say a lot, and I was saying this before we started recording, that I actually struggle with, and it relates to this theme, is that Mike will tell us and the team, and when he's coaching, he'll say, often wrong, never in doubt, to help
yes.
with decisions, right? And I'm always thinking, okay, but like, why would you want to be often wrong? Like, that's where I struggle. Like, I'm like, oh, I get the energy behind that statement. But what if you're like, okay, I'm ready to make decisions, right? I'm ready to do this, but I'm still scared. Like, let's be real. I'm still scared.
Yeah.
And what if I screw up like big time? Or what if I make a lot of little mistakes? So coach me on this, Tracy. Put I'm the monkey mind here, right? I'm the devil's advocate.
Yeah.
What do you tell the monkey minds?
Okay. This is great. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Lindsay. And Mike does say that a lot. Often wrong, never in doubt. So let's unpack each part of that. So the first part, often wrong. So what he's referring to is the willingness, not being wrong, but the willingness to make mistakes in order to find the right way to do something. So instead of sitting and spinning in your own head, trying to play out all the possibilities and everything, what he's saying is it's more useful, more impactful, and successful. This is a secret. This is a secret he's revealing about the mindset of multimillionaires and successful people. Think Elon Musk. Okay. He was so willing to embrace the suck. Right? He was so willing to embrace being wrong repeatedly. And for most of us, our egos, frankly, are kind of fragile around being wrong. Okay. So what Mike's saying is be willing to be wrong, to do your crappy 1.0 version so that you can get to the less crappy 2.0 and the okay, 3.0, and the, yeah, this is pretty good, 4.0, and then 5.0, right? So that's all that means. It doesn't mean be wrong often. It means be willing to be wrong for the sake of moving you towards a better version. So that's the first piece. And then the second piece, this is where the power comes in. This is where it's really, I mean, this is the $1 million mindset right here. Never in doubt. What that means is once you decide and you take an action, you move forward, you learn from it, and you adjust, and you make another decision, you take another action, and you don't look back. You don't doubt yourself. You don't say, ooh, I don't know, last time I made a mistake and now I don't trust myself and I'm not really sure. I'm second guessing my decisions. Ooh, that'll eat your lunch, as Mike also says. That's insidious, everybody. So if you're in a space where you've created this loop for yourself, where you hesitate to make decisions, you labor over them, you try to do it perfect. And then when you finally do make a decision, you take an action, and let's just say it didn't turn out the way you wanted. Now you're doubting yourself. So the next time you have to make a decision, it's 10 times harder. You see, it's the wrong momentum on that flywheel loop. So what we want is we want to reverse that. We want to lean into the crappy 1.0 version. We want to allow ourselves to be wrong in order to get to the right solution more often, which then allows us to trust ourselves more because we're not putting this immense pressure to be perfect on our shoulders while we're making decisions. Everything is a learning opportunity, period. There are no mistakes. That's the truth.
Pause. Everyone write that down. Everything is a learning opportunity. There are no mistakes.
There are no mistakes. The only mistake is self-doubt. The only mistake is stopping yourself from making further decisions and taking further action. That's the only mistake that can possibly be made out of any action, as long as you are failing forward faster.
Fail forward faster. There's so many good gems here.
Right?
So that's how we can get out of like that analysis paralysis.
Yes.
We hear that phrase a lot too. That's exactly what you just described.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, Tracy, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Yes.
So I'm a cleaning business owner, not in real life. I'm just saying, pretend I'm a cleaning business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to start practicing this. Maybe not like a huge decision, but what can I do today to start using this muscle, right? I feel like it's a muscle. How can I practice making decisions like this?
So we all have a decision or a few decisions that you've kind of been sitting on. And maybe it's not the biggest decision of all. We don't take down Goliath the first time, but let's just say there's been some niggling little decisions that you've just kind of shoved away. You're like, I don't know. I don't have the bandwidth to really think about that right now. And I need to analyze this and I need to think about it. And you know how that all goes. So pick one that's just been one of those things that you've just gone, I need to think about it more. You just need to think about it more. I need to take more time and make a decision and then take an action. One action, a decision and an action that aligns with that decision right now, with the mindset that there are no mistakes. There's only learning from our action taking, right? There's only one way to look at this and move forward. So today we all have one. Take one of those and then afterwards, tune in. How does it feel? At first, it's like going back to the gym. It might feel sore. It might feel, you were like, okay, that was a little painful because I'm not used to it. But when the world doesn't come apart, when you don't die, when nobody else dies, when everything is okay, I want you to go, wow, I'm all right. Acknowledge that you survived it. And take the bounce. I call it taking the bounce. And then go right into taking another action, making another micro decision and taking another micro action. So starts with one. Just start with one thing that you've been putting off, making a decision, make the decision, take an action today.
Okay. So here's a very specific question. Okay. You know, I like details.
Yes.
So what if I make, here's my monkey mind. What if I make that decision and it blows up in my face, like immediately? Pick me up, Tracy. Like, how soon do I wait to make another decision? Do I say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, or walk me through it?
So the best time, and believe it or not, here's another lie we tell ourselves, that we learn the best from our wins. That we think, this is a lie, okay? Write this down, that we do the best work, we learn the most from when we win. Wrong. That's not how we're wired. Human beings learn more and are pushed more to growth through mistakes, through what we didn't do right, what we, sometimes it blows up in our face. I want to give you can I give you an example?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is a real example. I will not name names, but we have a client who we've been working with, and he's still kind of holding on to, I have to be the one cleaning, right? And he's been trying to work on that mindset of shifting. It's like, he doesn't have to be the one. So he went out to a location and he was supposed to be training his replacement, you know, cleaner. And he made the decision that he was going to go and do the bathrooms himself to expedite time. It's like, see, this is why, you know, I don't have cleaners because they don't do it as fast as I do, blah, blah, blah. So he was trying to rush through. He went into the bathrooms and because he was trying to do too many things, he had his phone. He was answering emails. People were calling him. He was in the middle of all this stuff while he was trying to clean the bathroom and the bathroom flooded. It flooded. It was okay in the end, but that was one of those things where he was like, all right, that just blew up in my face. He was making decisions, but they weren't very conscious. He was like, well, I'll just take this call, or well, I'll just take care of this one fire that's going on, and deciding that he was the best choice for doing the cleaning when clearly this was not a good choice. But he got conscious and he said, he heard my voice, he said in his head, and he said, Tracy, I can hear her now going, okay, what did you learn? What did you learn from this? Learned that A, I don't multitask, nobody does. B, this is evidence that this is not my highest and best use. I know it now, I see that. It took this sort of wake up call, like, okay, flooding someone's house while cleaning the bathroom is a wake up call, right? Mm-hmm. That's a mistake, but it slapped him into, you know, into that next level of growth where he's like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. That was the point of decision.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like his actions and not being totally in the present moment of cleaning and trying to multitask took away his attention from doing the best he could as a cleaner. And yeah, it's really forcing him, right, to make the decision like, no, I'm actually not a cleaner. Here's my mistake teaching me no.
Yes. So here's the moral of that story related to what you asked. So what if I make a mistake?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he could have had that mistake crush him. He could have had a different takeaway if he wasn't conscious. He could have said, oh God, I suck. I need to work harder to be a better cleaner. He could have had the wrong takeaway from it, and he could have had it really damage his own self-trust. Mm. But because he was conscious and he said, nope, this is a learning experience. I just learned something valuable from this. My takeaway is going to be something that's going to help me grow. That's the difference between making mistakes because we're unconscious and we keep doing it over and over. And no matter how much we try to be perfect, that never works because It's driven from fear. So if you make a mistake and you're conscious, Lindsay, you can use it just like this client did to leverage growth, to move forward, to fail forward faster. And he did that.
It sounds to me like he made the decision to change in that moment. Am I understanding? Is that kind of what happens in that situation?
Yes. He decided that that mistake, instead of it being soul crushing and having him, you know, damage his ego, damage his self-trust, he said, nope, this is evidence that this is time for me to grow. It was a hard lesson. It was probably not cheap either.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But the thing is, if we fear mistakes, we can't learn. We don't grow if we continue to just stay in that paralyzed place of constantly second guessing ourselves, not taking the bounce, not taking the lesson from those said mistakes. Hopefully you're kind of getting the energy of this. You're feeling that, right? One is proactive. And I always say this, growing pain has a positive quality to it. Suffering is doing the same thing over and over, i.e. perfectionism, and never really learning and never really growing from it. That's the difference.
That is the perfect way to sum up this episode, Tracy. I'm going to actually leave it there. And boom. Tracy's dropping the mic. It's on a stand. She's dropping it. All right, Cleaning Nation, I hope you got some huge value out of this. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to listen back to this one because there are so many gems in here. And I think just getting in that mindset that Tracy just described of, if this feels a little weird to you to think this way, try it on and maybe listen back to this when you get a chance after you've made some decisions and kind of A and B yourself. Like, am I growing in my decision-making? Am I using that muscle? That's it, Cleaning Nation. And if you like what you're hearing and you want some more training, some more mindset, some more tactical approaches, check us out at growmycleaningcompany.com. We have some free training there for you to check out. And we're going to sign it off here. Thanks so much, Tracy. I'll see you later, Cleaning Nation.
Bye.
And Tracy.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.